Reish Vav Sif Vav. Notel Biyodah Pri Lachlul Be'echalov. A person took a fruit to make a bracha. For Notel Biyodah Benevit or Nimas, and it dropped from his hand, or it got disgusted some other hand, or he suddenly sees a worm sticking his head out of it. Whatever it is. Sorech Lachzul Levarech. Afal Pi Shehoyim Ve'oysa Min Lefonav Yeseh Kishibech Alevishim. The Mechab seems to be paskening that if my kavanah was that my bracha should take effect on what I'm holding, and for some reason I cannot eat that, either it fell, got lost, got spoiled, then even though I had other food in front of me, and I was attempting to eat that other fruit, still the bracha doesn't work. That's what the Mechab seems to be saying. But the Ramah says, Rak shaloya daitoy olav l'ochloy. The Ramah seems to be changing the psak we just mentioned, and saying that if I made a bracha on something that I'm holding, and I had other food in front of me, and the thing I was holding cannot be eaten, as long as I had intent initially to eat also the other fruit, that's good enough. Even if the thing that I made the bracha on is spoiled, because the mice was planning to eat the other things. The mice in the Mishnah paskins even a bigger chiddush, that not only in a case where I was clearly intending to eat the other fruit that's in front of me, do we say that if the thing I was holding in my hand is not edible, the bracha takes effect on everything else, even menastam. If I'm planning to eat a fruit, and I'm holding one, and I have more of that fruit in front of me, if the thing that I was holding cannot be eaten, then menastam we assume that I'm planning to eat the other fruit that's in front of me. Continues the Mechaber, v'tzoch loyma boshen for yimachus v'loylum vod. In the case where I made a bracha and it could not take effect, which, according to what we just said from the Mishnah Berurah, would be a case if I had one apple, and suddenly before I eat it, I see it spoils or falls down, and in a fashion that I will not eat it, and I do not have other food in front of me, then you should say, Boroshen Kvoy Malchusu Loilam Voed, Asher Hoitzi Shem Shemayla Vatola. This Boroshen Kvoy Malchusu Loilam Voed does not help completely. It's still a Baruch Vatola, but at least it limits the severity, and after you say the Shem Hashem, you should say this Baruch for the Kovin Malchus Bobo. Vim Omakish and Nofal Borato Hashem, Veloim Elikeinu. He's holding a fruit in his hand. And he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, and did not say Elokeinu, and something happens to him that he can't eat it. So what does he do with Baruch Ato Hashem? He doesn't want to bring Baruch Levatola. He should finish off by saying, Lamdeinu Chukecho, there's such a pasuk, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lamdeinu Chukecho. And that, in that way, he's transforming it from being Shem Shema Levatola to saying a pasuk. Ve'en kan moishu Shem Shema Levatola. Like we just said, and therefore you'll not be like the Shem Shemal Vatola. This Avol is not an extension of what we just said, it's an extension of the previous. Even though we said before that a person has to make a bracha on what's in his hand, but in the case that he's standing by a river, so even though he's not holding water in his hand, he's just making the bracha and then he's going to bend down or take with his hand or a cup out from the river, so the water that he's going to eventually drink is not in front of him. But since it's automatically coming in front of him, then that is acceptable. You can make such a bracha. That was his original kavana. And we saw before in the Mishnah Berurah that said that this only helps in the case where it's automatically coming to you. But if somebody has to do an action to bring it to you, then if the thing was not in front of you at the time of the bracha, it does not help.